Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And welcome in to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Today, we are blessed to be Kip Branch-less. Jason Bishop's flying solo today. And so I thought that since I was flying solo, I've been wanting to give you an overall look at all of the regions for high school football, but it just really hasn't fit within the parameters of the show with a whole bunch of everything going on. And so today, since there is no Kip and no Kip input, I decided, you know what? Today we're going to do it. And so what I'm going to do today is South Georgia, right? That's pretty much what we do as far as high school football goes. We cover South Georgia. Define that how you want to define it. But basically, if you're south of Macon, you're on our radar as far as being a high school football team. So with that being said, there are several regions through all classifications of the GHSA that we're gonna preview. And I'm gonna tell you what I think about the region. I'm gonna tell you who I think is gonna win that region. Instead of just normally, taking a couple of high school football teams, breaking down their schedule, which we enjoy doing that. But today we're gonna give a comprehensive look statewide, or at least South Georgia statewide, of what the regions look like for 2023, and this will be the last year of the current region contract. They reclassify every 2 years, and there are big things on the horizon for 2024, where not only are they going to reclassify, they're also going to change classifications of schools. They're doing away, they're doing away with 7A altogether, and then a bunch of those 7A teams, or all of the 7A teams, are going to fall to 6A. And then the 6A classification, some of the teams that are on the bottom threshold of 6A, they'll fall to 5A. Some of the teams that are on the bottom threshold of 5A, they'll fall to 4A. And on and on and on we go until we get all the way down to single A. I guess it's Division I is the lowest classification. And this is all done according to student population, by the way, in case you don't know that. If you've ever wondered, why is Camden County 7A and why is Wayne County 4A? Well, the reason for that is it goes by student population, daily attendance, and number of students that you have attending your school. Whatever that number is, they have a threshold of a cutoff number, and if you don't get over that number, you fall under whatever that number is and whatever classification you may fall. That's how that works. So we're going to start with 7A, right? I think that's because there's only one region in 7A in South Georgia. Now, I think that's going to change in 2024 when they reclassify and then redo the regions altogether. I think that South Georgia is going to end up with two regions. I think that you'll see a region on the west part of the state that will probably include Lowndes and Colquitt and Valdosta. I think you'll see all those guys over there in the west. And then I think you'll see a new eastern region of across basically the 95 corridor. I think your west region will be across the 75 corridor, and your east region, your southeast region, will be up and down 95. And I think in that region, you'll probably see Richmond Hill. You'll see Camden. You may see Brunswick and Glenn. You may, well, You may see the Effingham schools. You know, we don't know because they haven't really come out with that. They haven't set numbers. That will all be done, I'm sure, in the next offseason as they head into that. But for right now, 2023, that's kind of where we are. So in 7A, in the state of Georgia, Camden County, Colquitt, Lowndes, Richmond Hill, and Valdosta, which encompasses a huge swath of territory in South Georgia. But those are the five teams that are in one region 1-7A. Those five teams. Now, Colquitt has had a stranglehold on this region for quite some time. They have been the team to beat, and Lowndes has been there with them over the last decade or so. In the last couple of years, we've seen Lowndes maybe take a couple steps back to earth, while Colquitt is still just producing very talented kids, getting them to the next level, and pretty much being the premier team in 7A in South Georgia. It's been Colquitt, and you see Colquitt most years making deep runs in Elite Eight, Final Four, et cetera, et cetera. So with this region, I look at Camden, Colquitt, Lowndes, Richmond Hill, and Valdosta. So I think it's pretty safe to say I like Colquitt to win that region. I think they are the best team in South Georgia. But past them, I think things get a little murky, a little murkier than what people would want to admit. Typically, you look at that region and you know Camden, they have taken a huge step back to earth over the last decade. Last year they had a pretty decent year. Valdosta is Valdosta. They've been pretty good for 5 or 6 years now. Recent state championship to their name. Richmond Hill, who is brand new to 7A, this will be their second year in the classification. So you typically look at Colquitt, Lowndes, Valdosta, right at the top of that region. Last year, Camden beat Lowndes and beat Valdosta and beat Richmond Hill. The only team that Camden lost to in the region was Colquitt. Something to be said for that. Jeff Heron, of course, taking over the reins at Camden, now going into year three of his second tenure with the Wildcats. I like Colquitt to be the one seed. I like Camden to be the two seed in that region. I think that Camden running that wing T offense, and not a lot of teams see that anymore, and it's hard to prepare for it. I think it makes it doubly tough. So, yeah, I'm going to go Colquitt wins that region. And then I'm going to say Camden finishes second. I really like Valdosta to finish third in the region. And then the four seed, Richmond Hill and Lowndes. You know, people, I predicted last year that the four seed in that region would come down to Lowndes and Richmond Hill. And people were like, oh, my God, no way. It'll come down to Camden and Richmond Hill, which it didn't. It came down to Lowndes and Richmond Hill. I think the same thing. I think it comes down to and the four seed for Region 1-7A. I think it comes down once again to Lowndes and Richmond Hill. I think Richmond Hill actually is going to be better than they were last year, drastically. And I think Lowndes will be about the same. So I'm actually going to pick Richmond Hill to be the four seed and Lowndes for the first time in God knows how long not make the playoffs.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Bishop Media Sports Network recently announced the players that will be on the cover of the Southern Sports Edition's high school football preview issue at the end of July. From Glenn Academy, David Prince. From Brunswick High, Devin Smith. From MCA, Neo West. From Frederica Academy, Jordan Triplett. And from Camden County, Jaden Daly. Congrats, guys. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Keep up with all of your local teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
When life gets wild, get wilder. Soar higher. Roar louder. Get your feet wet, because wild times call for wild adventures. Explore 170 acres of rides and slides and discover over 100 exotic animals. Join us for Celebrate America Festival June 24th through July 9th, featuring 4th of July fireworks and the Harlem Globetrotters July 7th through 9th.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And so this is the part of the show where we do the week in review. And so here is the week in review.
And here we go. How about that? The Georgia Bulldogs are up for an ESPY in best team. Guess it only takes back-to-back titles to get nominated. Aaron Rodgers believes psychedelics should be legal. Of course he does. Have you seen that little ponytail he had for a little while? The Atlanta Braves offense is absolutely bonkers. San Diego State to the Pac-12. Yeah, that will bolster the conference for sure. I don't understand why teams keep trading for Kristaps Porzingis. The NBA draft, 4 good players. Dylan Raiola belongs at Buford, along with the other 15 5-stars that Buford has. Did you see the catch that Mikey Robinson made in center field to send the Florida Gators to the finals of the College World Series? He looked like a young Andrew Jones. Because, you know, Andrew Jones was making that catch when he was 10. How cool would it be if the entire Braves infield started for the National League All-Star team with Freddie at first instead of Olsen? LSU has vacated all wins between 2012 and 2015 because somebody embezzled funds from some company to pay off some kid's dad that was allegedly playing at the time. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Doom Patrol starts off great, but kind of gets dumb toward the end. Well, I guess the DC multiverse has collapsed on itself, considering that The Flash bombed at the box office. Quickly. And these are my thoughts.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Parker's, by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right. So just in case you didn't hear it before I get back into high school football stuff, just in case you didn't hear it. So Dylan Raiola is the number one player in the country. He's committed to go to Georgia. He's a quarterback. He plays in Arizona, lives in Arizona. Some folks have decided that because he doesn't play football in the states of California, Florida, Georgia, or Ohio, or Texas, that because he plays in Arizona, the competition that he's playing is not as stout. Might be an argument there. So thus, since he's playing against not as stout competition, that maybe he's not as good as advertised. Now, I'm just telling you, that's what some folks say out loud. So Dylan Raiola, or Dylan Raiola's people, or Dylan Raiola's parents, remember, this is just a kid. He's a high school kid. They decided that for his senior season, he will forego playing at whatever high school he's been at Arizona, in whatever town he's been at in Arizona. I can only assume he's probably lived there for, you know, several years, maybe his whole life. He's got friends and family and all that stuff there. I'm only assuming that. But he's not going to play football there. He's transferring to Atlanta to play at Buford for his senior season. I guess it's to alleviate some of that concern, or to appease some of these people that are saying, well, maybe he's not that good because he plays in Arizona. I mean, I don't know. I'm just telling you. But he's going to Buford, which is a powerhouse. If you're not familiar with Buford, they've won three state titles in the last 4 years. I was hoping that they would win another state title because they've won two state titles over the last 3 years. I was hoping that they would win this year and win something like three state titles over three different classifications, but they fell just a skosh short. They were one of the favorites in 7A, but they didn't get the job done. So two state titles in the last 3 years, one in 5A, one in 5A, two in 6A. So I take that back. They've won three in 4 years. So they won one in 5A, GHSA reclassified, moved them up to 6A. They won both years in 6A, and then they moved them up to 7A, and they lost in the Elite Eight, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Nonetheless, so we talked about the Camden County Wildcats last segment and the breakdown of their region. And so now we are going to take a look at Region 1 6A, which is over there near Macon off of I-75, that corridor. And that consists of Houston County, Lee County, Northside Warner Robins, Thomas County Central, Tift County, and Veterans. That is a brutal, brutal region. That is almost as tough as Region 1 7A. Last year, Lee County was most thought the team to beat in that region, but they didn't win the region. Instead, Thomas County Central won the region because Northside Warner Robins upset Lee County and threw a monkey wrench into all sorts of seeding purposes. And it led to a situation where Houston County, who had a five-star quarterback and was ranked in the top 10 in the state, ended up with a four seed. And in the first round, they went to over to Brunswick and played Brunswick High in the first round, who was a one seed in their region. And Houston, as a four seed, upset Brunswick at Glenn County Stadium. Between the bricks is what they like to call it there. Houston, Lee, Northside Warner Robins, Thomas County Central, Tift County, and Veterans. So Houston County's got a five-star quarterback, and he is legit. Kip and I have talked about him off and on over the last couple of weeks, over the last offseason, really. I'm picking Houston to win that region. I think that kid at quarterback, who is now a rising junior, he'll be a junior this upcoming season. It's a proven fact, he was really good as a sophomore, and it's a proven fact that kids make the biggest jump athletically that they're going to make between their sophomore year and their junior year across whatever sport you want to classify this as. There's something about the jump between the sophomore to junior year where kids get bigger, stronger, faster, maybe even smarter. Don't know, but that's a proven fact. And this kid was really good as a sophomore. Now he's going to be a junior. I think Houston's going to be really good. I think Houston is a state title contender in 6A. That's how good I think they are. But the thing is they play in Region 1 in 6A, so they ain't going to be the only title contender out of that region. Thomas County Central won that region last year. I don't think they're going to repeat. I think Lee County gets the 2 seed. Thomas County Central ends up with the 3 seed. And I think Northside Warner Robins ends up with the 4 seed. And then Tift County and Veterans end up on the outside looking in. We talked about Tift County last week or the week before last that, you know, they're a pretty good football team. So is Veterans. They're both pretty good football teams. It's just that region. Those top four teams are just so difficult, so tough. You know, you've got to find a way to win 2 games. Bottom line, if you're going to make the playoffs in that region, you got to find 2 wins. You got to find 2 region wins in that region. So for Tift and Veterans, you know, you beat one or the other, right? If Tift beats Veterans or Veterans beats Tift, there's one of them. And now you got to find a second one. And who's that going to be? You know, is it going to be Houston? 5-star quarterback. Is it going to be Lee? I mean, Lee is Lee. Northside Warner Robins is very good. Thomas County Central won the region last year. So I think those are the 4 teams that get in, and Tift and Veterans, good luck in the reclassification. No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go, Pirates!
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com. Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simons Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
Yeah, we have only barely touched the surface here. We've done two classifications, and we're almost halfway through the show. So we're going to have to kind of start, you know, this kind of thing with me. Like, I just, you know, I get into high school football, man, and I just get long-winded because I got a lot to say about high school football. I'm a fan. Like you that listen to this show, I'm a fan of high school football. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, and no, Kip Branch is not here today, is brought to you by Parker's, by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures. Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and they have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and they will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, they have them all. Gold Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price, and most prices are below MSRP. Gold Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway, goldcoastgolfcarts.com. They will deliver anywhere in the state of Georgia. goldcoastgolfcarts.com. All right, so we got to go into what basically is going to be rapid fire here. So let's get that done. All right, so region 2-6A. This is a weird region to me. It's got a bunch of schools right there off of I-95, Effingham, South Effingham, Brunswick High, Glen Academy, and then it's got a bunch of Augusta schools, or three Augusta schools, Evans, Lakeside Evans, and Grovetown. Man, the travel in that region is just brutal. I don't think there's a lot of change in that region from what I've seen. I think Brunswick High is still the team to beat in that region. They've got a very talented quarterback. They've got three or four kids that are Division I prospects that are being highly recruited by everybody under the sun. They're the cream of the crop of that region, and have been for, I don't know, the last three or four years now. The second seed is what gets interesting to me. You know, Glen Academy had a run there for 4 or 5 years where they are perennial Elite Eight, had a Final Four appearance, even played for a state championship all the way back in 2015 once Rocky Hidalgo got there at Glen Academy. I don't know. Effingham, to me, is a dark horse. I don't even want to call them a dark horse. I think they're a team that's better than what people think they are. They have hung with Brunswick High the last 2 years in that game, which turned into region de facto games at the end of the season. I like Effingham with the 2 seed, Brunswick with the 1 seed, Effingham with the 2 seed. Glen Academy, I think, will be the 3 seed. The 4 seed is what really gets me. I'll go Evans. I think that's the way it fell last year. So again, not much change in that region. Brunswick 1, Effingham 2, Glen Academy 3, and Evans 4, and I can tell you those schools will be happy when reclassification happens and they don't have to truck from Augusta to Southeast Georgia or from Southeast Georgia to Augusta. Looking at Region 5, 1-1-5A, you've got Bradwell, Coffee, Greenbrier, Jenkins, Statesboro, and the defending state champion Ware County Gators. Anytime that you have Ware and Coffee in the same region, that's where you should start looking as far as who's going to win the region. My answer to you is Coffee County. Ware coming off of a state championship, it's all good. The first state championship that Ware County High School has won, I believe there are a couple of state championships from the Waycross Bulldog days. Of course, that school over in Ware County no longer exists in Waycross. It's now they combined in whatever year it was, Ware County. I'll go Coffee winning that region. I'll go Ware County with the 2 seed. I think Statesboro is going to be much, much better. I'm not only picking Statesboro to be a 3 seed in that region, I'm picking Statesboro to be a strong 3 seed in that region. And then I think the 4 seed is probably Jenkins. So I'm going Coffee, Ware, Statesboro, and Jenkins in region 1-5A. In region 3-4A, Benedictine, Burke County, the Islands, New Hampstead, Southeast Bullock, and Wayne County. The question in this region, the question that I have in this region, Jabo Shaw, hands down, was Coach of the Year last year, turned the Wayne County program completely around, and they had a fantastic year and a deep playoff run. The question in this region is, are the Wayne County Yellow Jackets ready to beat the Benedictine Cadets? That's the question in that region. Obviously, if the answer is yes, Wayne County, I'm picking them to win the region if the answer is that yes, or it's Benedictine if the answer is no. Other than that, I think your 3 seed is probably Burke County, and then your 4 seed comes down to New Hampstead and Southeast Bullock. Southeast Bullock was a very young team last year. They're going to be a little better this year. I talked to Coach Zito not very long ago in the offseason. He thinks they've got a shot to make the playoffs there. In order to do that, they've got to beat New Hampstead. Got a lot of respect for the New Hampstead program. I think it's one of the better programs out of Savannah. So I'm gonna say that Wayne County's not ready to beat Benedictine. I'll pick Benedictine at 1. I'll take Wayne County at 2. I'll take Burke County at 3. And then I will take New Hampstead as the 4 seed. And I'm pretty sure that's how that region went last year as well. I think it'll finish the same way.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
Friends, I'm Johnny Wynn alongside my partner Robert Solomon and our maintenance coordinator Alexa Zuniga. Don't let your AC system strike out this summer. Hit a home run and let our boys of summer maintain your system. A properly maintained AC system can operate as smoothly as a 6-4-3 double play. So call Alexa today at 912-638-5778 to schedule your preventative maintenance. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simons Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30.
and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Feeling lucky? Come down to Lucky Furniture Outlet in the Altama Shopping Plaza. No need to drive an hour away to get the best prices. Brand new living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, mattresses, and more. Financing available. No credit needed. Free delivery. Free customer service. 912-571-0731. Or check us out on Facebook. Lucky Furniture Outlet. Your home for all your furnishing needs.
Southern Hardware off exit 29 on Highway 82 with everything a hardware store should have and more. The right stuff for all the seasons. Generators for storm season, mulch and fertilizer for growing season, lawnmowers and power equipment to keep your lawn looking good year round. Check out Southern Hardware on Facebook for the latest, greatest deal. Southern Hardware off exit 29 on Highway 82.
We got a little bit of all of it and a whole lot of some of it. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
Southern Hardware, if they don't have it, you probably don't need it.
Region 3-3A, they have eight different schools in the region. And, you know, it's a Savannah region. It's strongly, a lot of the schools of those teams are in Savannah. By the way, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Parker's, by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures. If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr. Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com. Yeah, so Region 3-3A, eight teams in the region. There are actually nine teams, but eight teams that play football, as St. Vincent's Academy does not play football. It's Beach, Calvary Day, Groves, Johnson, Liberty, Long, Savannah Christian, Savannah Country Day, and, well, we said St. Vincent's doesn't play football. So, in this region, it starts with the three private schools in Savannah, in whatever order, because you know that old adage spoke on the wheel, and you know when you're down, you're up, and you're up, you're down. That holds very true for those three schools. Sometimes the power resides at Savannah Christian, and then Savannah Country Day is really good sometimes. And, you know, it rotates. Calvary Day as well. Calvary Day, I think, played for a state title a couple of years ago. So this is my point. So the top three seeds, they only give four seeds. They only give four teams the chance to get and make the playoffs in GHSA. And in that region, you can go ahead and, in whatever order, Calvary Day, Savannah Christian, and Savannah Country Day, they're all going to get in. They're all going to be 1, 2, 3 in some order. I'm going to take Calvary Day 1, Savannah Christian 2, and Savannah Country Day 3. So where the conversation really begins in that region is, who's the fourth seed? Who's the fourth seed out of Beach, Groves, Liberty, and Long? Beach, Groves, Liberty, and Long. Beach and Groves, neither one of them have been very good in a very, very long time. So I think we can, by process of deductive reasoning, we can eliminate them. So then it comes down to Liberty and Long. When you think of those two programs, I think the answer, most folks would say, well, Liberty. Liberty's got a better track record. They've been in the playoffs, you know, a good many times. Long County hasn't quite had the success that Liberty County has had over the years. I think Long County is beginning to build some momentum over in Ludowice. I don't think they're there yet. To get in the playoffs, they're going to have to beat one of the three Savannah schools and beat Liberty. I don't think they're ready to do that. So I'm going to go Calvary Day, Savannah Christian, and I'm going to go Savannah Country Day, and I'm going Liberty County as my playoff team for 3A. And then in 1AA, this region is... It's a tough region to pick. 1AA, seven teams in this region. Berrien, Cook, Dodge County, Fitzgerald, Jeff Davis, Sumter, and Worth. Okay. So when you start with that region, the first name that jumps out off the paper to you is Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald is going to win that region hands down. There is nobody even close to the level that Fitzgerald is on in that region. Fitzgerald is your 1AA number one seed. Now, beyond that, where does it go? Berrien, Cook, Dodge, Jeff Davis, Sumter, and Worth. Well, I think your two seed is Cook County. So I'm going to go Fitzgerald to Cook County. And then now you're looking at Berrien, Jeff Davis, Sumter, and Worth. Jeff Davis, remember, if you listen to this show, Jeff Davis, and I was on him. I mean, I was hyping him because I was seeing what they were doing. Three, four years ago, there was a stretch there for about 3 or 4 years that Jeff Davis was making the playoffs, and Jeff Davis was going like 9-1, 8-2. Jeff Davis was making the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 power rankings on a weekly basis. I like Jeff Davis as my three. So I'm going Fitzgerald, I'm going Cook County, and I'm going Jeff Davis as my three. Now the four seed, man, it gets convoluted at that point. Dodge County, Berrien, Sumter, and Worth County. Take your pick. I'm going to go Worth County. Yeah, I'm going Worth County for my four seed. So in that region, going Fitzgerald, I'm going Cook County with the two, Jeff Davis with the three, and Worth County. And I think Berrien will be in the conversation as well to make the four. So in region 3-3A, which is what we had started this segment with, I'm going Calvary Day, Savannah Christian, Savannah Country Day, and then Liberty. My four teams to get in that region. And then in region 1AA, we're going to go Fitzgerald. We're going to go Cook County. We're going to go Jeff Davis. And then we're going to go, I guess, Worth County. And I think there's a good chance it could be Worth or Berrien. Whoever wins that game, they're the four seed. I mean, I think that's basically the way that thing is going to turn out. Man, and that is such a weird region. Fitzgerald at the top, and then everybody else is kind of maybe on the same level.
Keep swinging and missing, trying to find your favorite adult beverage around town? Well, step back in the batter's box and find it at M&B Liquors. If we don't have it, M&B Liquors will get it for you. The best selection in town. Having a party, M&B will get any type of keg you need. And be sure to tell them that Jason and Kip sent you and ask about my favorite drink. M&B Liquors off I-95, exit 29 on Candler Drive, 912-265-2567. M&B Liquors, your adult beverage home run hitter.
Hey sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open. Right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
Summer is here and so is the 4th of July. Our family at Cunningham Jewelers celebrates the land of the free and home of the brave. We would like to wish everyone a safe and happy 4th of July. We are always ready to assist in any gift needs you have. And let's go Braves! Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dogs!
You know, usually when you get used to doing a two-man show and then you're having to fly solo, it seems to drag on, but not this show. It's actually flown by. Now, back in the day, you know, this isn't the first time. This isn't my first solo rodeo. Back in the day, you know, I did a solo show on a daily basis, back in the early 2000 teens or whatever it was. But I got to admit, I've gotten very, very used to doing a two-man show with Kip. And, so it's been a while since I've flown solo. And, it's like riding a bike, I guess, and I will tell you this, for you folks who are like, oh, there's nothing to it. You just put a mic in front of your face and you just get in there and talk about whatever you're going to talk about for however long you're going to talk about it. You give it a try. You give it a try when you got a clock that you got to keep on, content to fill. It's not as easy as you think. There's a reason that people go to school to do this, and some people succeed and some people don't. It's not as easy as you may think. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Parker's, by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures. Wild Adventures Theme Park is celebrating independence for two full weeks during the Celebrate America Festival, June 24th through July 9th. As a thank you to the men and women who have served our country, Wild Adventures is offering all active and retired military members free admission during the Celebrate America Festival. The Celebrate America Festival will feature Newsboys live in concert, performances from the Harlem Globetrotters, a patriotic fireworks display on July 4th, and more. You can ride, slide, and splash all summer long with a season pass on sale now at wildadventures.com. To view the full lineup of seasonal events, purchase tickets to concerts, and learn more about season passes, visit wildadventures.com. I took my son to Wild Adventures this past weekend. We had a really good time. It had been a while since I had been to Wild Adventures, and now they have this huge water park which is super cool. So, a ton of slides. Really cool lazy river. Yeah, I was super impressed. And the slides are really cool, too. It's not just your average grab an inner tube and go down. There are some really cool slides they've got. There's this one particular slide where, you know, three or four people get on an inner tube. And I don't know if you've seen it, but it's like you come down, it drops you, and then, like, you basically kind of slide back and forth going into a funnel. It's a cool slide. Anyway, we need to finish up our high school football stuff because, you know, we're almost there now. We've got two more classifications to go, and that's it. Region 2, Single A, Division 2, and Region 3, Single A, Division 2 as well. So we'll start with 2 Division A, 2A Division 2. Atkinson County, Charlton County, Clinch County, Eccles, Lanier, and Turner. I've said this whole show, you always start with the teams that jump out at you. Well, over in Homerville, Clinch County jumps out at me in this region. They have been a juggernaut for years and years. You know, I can remember a time when it was them and Irwin every single year. Them or Irwin in Single A. And you had to, you know, which one of them was going to win a state title. So I'm going to take Clinch for my number one seed. Excuse me. And then at number two, a program that has been on the upward trend, a renaissance of sorts, going on down in Folkston, where the Charlton County Indians, who were, you know, a juggernaut for years and years down there in Folkston, and, you know, they fell in some hard times. They weren't the program that they were for about a decade, and now slowly we have seen that program turn it around, and Charlton County is now, I think, one step away from being back on a state title contender level. Not just being a good program. I think they've already established that. They've reestablished that. I think they've reestablished being an upper end program. The next step is you got to win that state title. You got to get to the game. You got to play for it. And I think they're right there. I think that's where they are. Clinch County's tough, though. So I'll take Irwin County for my 2 seed. And then, much like some of the other regions, things get convoluted after that because you've got Atkinson, Eccles, Lanier, and Turner after that. A bunch of teams that are all pretty good, kind of in the same stratosphere as one another. Nobody is really head and shoulders better or worse than the other. I'll take Lanier County for my 3 seed, and I'll go Turner County for my 4 seed in Region 2, Single A, Division 2. In Region 3, Single A, Division 2, this region has 8 teams. By the way, the 2A, Division 2 had 6 teams. This region has 8. ECI in Twin City, Jenkins County, MCA in Darien, Montgomery County, Portal, and they've got some schools that don't play football. Savannah Classical, Savannah Early College, and Steam Academy. So really, they have 8 teams in the region, but they only have 5 teams that play football. This is important because I'm going to make a point about the Portal Panthers in just a moment. Once again, who in this region stands out to you? Well, the teams that stand out immediately that jump off the page, the MCA Buccaneers. We've been saying now about the MCA Buccaneers for the last 3 seasons that they are a state championship contender. They are good enough to win a state title in the Single A classification in Division 2, and they are. And every year they get in the playoffs and they get upset early. Makes no sense. I think this is the year that MCA makes a deep run. Now, whether they win a state title or get there, to me, that's not important. It's not important as it is for MCA to establish a deep run, because they're going through the regular season and they're rolling, folks. They're going to Twin City, and they're beating ECI yearly now. Whenever they have to go to Twin City to play ECI, let me tell you something. Traditionally, there have been a lot of teams that have taken that trip to Twin City and have not come close to beating the Bulldogs up there. MCA is doing it pretty religiously now. That's where that program is. But much like some of the other regular season dominant programs, you got to do it in the postseason now. Bradley Warren's done a really good job with the Bucks. Got to see them make a deep run in the playoffs. I don't need to see them win a state title. I'm sure the MCA faithful would love to see it. I don't need to see that. But what I do need to see to start giving that program to where they're not killing me when I'm picking them to make deep runs every year, I got to see them do it now. 3 years in a row, teams have been saying, professionals, experts have been saying, they're good enough to win it. And then they get bounced in the first or second round. That's got to end. We got to see them in the Elite Eight, in the Final Four, at least making a very deep run. So I like MCA as the one seed. I like ECI as the two seed in that region. Those are the premier programs that are jumping out. And then things, once again, you know, you look at who's left. Well, I think Jenkins County is a substantial three. And then you get to the four seed. Montgomery, this is the point I was going to make about the Portal Panthers. Montgomery County and Portal. It has been, I don't know. I don't even know if Portal's ever made the playoffs. I'm just being real with you. I don't know. But what I do know about Portal, and they may have made it last year, and if they did, they probably got bounced early in the round. But what I do know about Portal is that for a very long time, they were 0-10, 1-9, 2-8 yearly. They have made a conscientious effort there off of Highway 80 in Portal to try to make that program respectable. 5-5, that's what they're looking to do. And I think, are they going to beat MCA? Are they going to beat ECI? Are they going to beat Jenkins? No, no, and no. Can they beat Montgomery to claim the four seed in that region? There's only five teams. The winner of Montgomery and Portal is going to get the four seed. Montgomery County's not beating any of the top three, nor is Portal. But the winner of Portal and Montgomery County will make the playoffs as a four seed. I'd like to see Portal do it.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Bishop Media Sports Network recently announced the players that will be on the cover of the Southern Sports Edition's high school football preview issue at the end of July. From Glenn Academy, David Prince. From Brunswick High, Devin Smith. From MCA, Neo West. From Frederica Academy, Jordan Triplett. And from Camden County, Jaden Daly. Congrats, guys. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Keep up with all of your local teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
When life gets wild, get wilder. Soar higher. Roar louder. Get your feet wet, because wild times call for wild adventures. Explore 170 acres of rides and slides and discover over 100 exotic animals. Join us for Celebrate America Festival June 24th through July 9th, featuring the Newsboys in concert on July 1st and 4th of July fireworks.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.